Thank you very much, Speaker, for the opportunity. We last spoke at the seventh session. Dear Chairman, Secretariat and Human Rights Council, our organisation is called Compassion Group Network. We are a registered UK charity and NGO. Compassion for Pakistan is one of our charity projects working with partners in Pakistan in the areas of education and peace, capacity building and humanitarian services. This includes areas such as Karachi and the Fatah tribal area. As a visually impaired person, I would be regarded as a minority, and I would like to thank the United Nations for this forum. It is much needed. I can remember growing up in Northern Ireland in the 70s and the 80s when violence was prevalent in Northern Ireland. The Good Friday Agreement was a monumental breakthrough that honoured peace and good common sense for all communities, bringing an end to decades of bloodshed, helping to build dialogue and understanding between Roman Catholic and Protestant communities. I had the privilege of being in an integrated school where religion, creed, colour was never a problem. It's when we dehumanise is when we have the problem. Let's work together and make it work. Speaking to the Pakistan government and to the political establishment, we would say to you, never, never give up on peace. Peace building is a courageous act that involves reaching out, going the extra mile, and seeking to understand another person's point of view, even when it is not politically prevalent to do so. The reality is that one man's view of a terrorist is another man's view of a freedom fighter, depending on your point of view, social position, cultural identity, and the core values that you've been